All right. Well, let me move over to the Right Side Way opening monologue. I'll remind you guys that every single day, the opening monologue, the Right Side Way, brought to you by attorney Stan McDonald, partner at the law firm of Wilmer and Lee in Huntsville, and I'll tell you more about him in just a minute. So, like many of you, I woke up this morning to a view that we don't often get around here. Snow was falling, quickly accumulating across the back deck and covering the yard. I put a great picture on my Twitter feed. You can see it at @SinPhilWilliams. As the sun came up, I looked across the water in the big slough behind our house. I could see the trees covered in wintry white and the ground with that strange kind of blanket that makes everything old look new. So maybe I got a bit wistful this morning or something. I don't know. Something about the snow just kind of kicked in a mellow vibe and got me to thinking about things that don't seem that good, suddenly seeming like they're a bit newer. Call it the snow effect. I mean, whatever it is, I like it. I was reminded of something, too, in that mood that I was in, that my first boss out of college said one time. It was a lesson I learned from her that has stuck with me for almost 40 years. You see, I'm a perfectionist. I like things to be in the right order, in the right place, at the right time, for the right reasons. I mean, I'm not OCD like that. I just want things to be done well. But sometimes, the quest for the perfect can outweigh the view of the good, if you know what I mean. The quest for the perfect would look at that beautiful snowfall and decide, oh man, I wish I'd covered the plants better. Or look at that beautiful snowfall and say, I wish I'd mowed the grass one more time before it got covered up. Any number of things that help you lose sight of the goodness in the moment. Well, back to my first boss. When I got out of college, my first job involved working for a treatment center with adolescents. I had a great boss. Keep in mind, my beautiful wife of 38 years is Charlene. Well, my first boss was also named Charlene. In fact, when I went home and told my wife about that, the name thing, her remark was, oh good, now you have two bosses named Charlene. Anyway, in one of those moments that has stuck with me forever, my boss was going over something with the staff in our department one day, and we were talking through some project that was tough to accomplish, and she said something I've never forgotten. She said, perfection and excellence are not the same thing. Did you catch that? Perfection and excellence are not the same thing. I mean, that point has stuck with me all of my adult years. And the crux of her statement is, we may initiate a plan at times and it may not hit the mark that we planned on, or it might shift in its timing. In other words, it may not be perfect down to the smallest detail, but the question is, did we pursue it with excellence? Did we go at it in such a way that we left nothing on the table? Did we recognize, as the Navy SEALs say, that the only easy day is yesterday and our goal today is to give everything we've got to the mission? No half measures, no lack of effort, perfection versus excellence. It's a healthy perspective. It doesn't mean you're not detail-oriented, like me. I know I'm detail-oriented. It doesn't mean that you're somehow satisfied with mediocrity, and certainly doesn't mean that you're okay with losing. Not that at all. None of that. What it does mean, though, is you will pursue and pursue and pursue some more, and that your goal may be a perfect result, but your standard of achievement is actually excellence in all that you do. And sometimes when we press down and reach for excellence, we remember that too often the quest for perfection makes us blind to what is good. Did you catch that? The quest for perfection, that blinding, striving, never satisfied, always grumbling quest of everything being perfect all the time, can make us absolutely unable to see the goodness of the Lord while we are here in the land of the living. It reminds me of what that sage of sitcom wisdom once said. You know, that grand, wise old man who gave us life lessons on TV every week for years? I'm talking about Sheriff Andy Taylor. There was one episode of the Andy Griffith Show that is still heralded as one of the best episodes ever written. It didn't just entertain people, it blessed people. TV Guide ranked it as one of the top 100 TV episodes of all time. It originally aired back in 1963 as the first episode of season 4, and the title of it is Opie the Birdman. It's a tale about seeing the good, about doing something with excellence, about taking ownership of something and not allowing your circumstances to define you. It's about perfection versus excellence. So in the episode, Barney made an old-fashioned slingshot for Opie. Of course, Barney immediately shot out a window trying to show him how to use it, but then Opie thought it was great. Playing outside, Opie was shooting at targets and with his new toy, and seeing something in the tree in his front yard, he took aim and he shot and he killed a bird, and the bird fell to the ground right in front of him. And Opie was torn up. He first refused to believe that he had killed the bird. He pleaded for it to fly. When he realized what he had done, he ran to his room crying his eyes out. So later on, his dad, Sheriff Taylor, found the dead bird, and the guilt-ridden Opie confessed what he had done with his slingshot. He said he was sorry. But Andy told him that being sorry ain't enough. He walked over and opened up Opie's bedroom window so he could hear the baby birds in their nest calling for their mama bird that Opie had killed. Well, Opie decided he was going to raise those baby birds. So he put them in a cage and he fed them every day and he gave all three of them names. But Andy reminded them that they were wild birds at heart and that one day they'd have to be let go. And that day finally came. Andy stood there with Opie in the yard as he talked to the birds he had raised. He wanted to keep them. His idea of perfect was to have them in the cage. But the better plan was to let them go. So Opie opened the cage door and they flew out. And in what has to be one of the best lines ever written for any show, Opie looked down at the cage and he said, "That little cage sure did look empty." But Andy just smiled at him, looked up and said, "Yeah, but don't the trees seem nice and full?" I love that line. It was spot on. And I know that in my own life, I tend to too often see the empty cage instead of the full trees. My quest for the perfect can outweigh my appreciation for the good. Sometimes if you get down to it, the good really is the perfect. But this monologue today is not meant to be one that just pats you on the head, tells you to sleep it off, maybe you'll feel better tomorrow. This is the one that tells you shake it off and get back in the game. If you're out there demanding perfection but you're losing sight of the good, put your mind back in order. I believe that 2025 is fresh. It ain't perfect, but it's like snow on the ground. It creates a freshness, a vibrance, a clarity that wasn't there before. Are you content with where we are now? I'm most certainly not, but yet I am so appreciative. Like, down in my core appreciative. I'm thankful, the more I think about it, that we have a new day in front of us with new leadership and new opportunities. And we're going to do something with it, I'm telling you. And it won't always be perfect, but Lord, it's so good. This is bigger than us, too. I can look at my children and my grandchildren. I can know with great clarity that I want more for them. I can look at the legacy left for me by my parents and grandparents, and I know that I don't want to see it squandered. I can look at the vast resources, the history, the tone, and the tenor of what this nation has meant to the greater expanse of the world. But then I realize it's not just about the big stuff. Sometimes it's the small things. That as I quest for the perfect, that I too often overlook the good, things that I'm actually grateful for. Like smelling the fresh cut grass on a Saturday morning. Or the sound of singing in church on Sunday. Or the well-worn feeling of my office chair where gainful work gets done. Or the memories of my time in the military service. Or the thanks of my clients who were appreciative of getting help. Or Christmas gatherings with my grown-up kids and my grandkids. Or the joy of sitting out on the deck in the cool of a southern evening having a glass of wine with my sweet wife. And I know that all of it, is worth staying in the game for. And none of it's perfect. But Lord, it's so good. So yeah, perfection is not always an option. But shake it off, like right now. Perfection and excellence are two different things, and we have some excellent things in front of us, and we're putting excellence into the work that we do. Work within the constraints of your current environment. Work within your sphere of influence. Reach out and stretch your wings a bit. Shake the dust off your talking points. Put on the full armor. And remember that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but one of power and love and self-discipline, and He promises us a peace that surpasses all understanding. It's the good. Perfection versus excellence. They are not the same thing. One is a goal, an aspiration, and the other, excellence, is a way of life. It's how we should always strive to pursue our callings with excellence. And if we do that, we will see the good. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way.